The economics are breaking even in almonds and walnuts, and institutional investors bad. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Paul Winger is a diversified farmer, west side of the San Joaquin Valley.
You know, it's just all over the place, Patrick. You know, it just depends if you got young trees or old trees, but I always used to say our break even was around 70 cents.
And Winger said these days you need to be somewhere between 85 and 90 cents.
You do your own work, and certainly you can work away on that a little bit, but depending on if you just planted orchards, if you're paying down a mortgage. So it's all over the place, but we really need to be somewhere between $1 and $1.20. That will give growers an opportunity to make money, but hopefully it'll keep out the institutional investors who really killed our industry.
Tell us more, Paul.
It was the institutional investors that tanked the almond industry.
And those people who planted a lot of walnuts.
That tanked the walnut industry. People that are not farmers that can go out and plant thousands of acres with private equity coming from other places. So we are the ones holding the bag. So I'm hoping that it won't get so good that we start attracting outside investor groups, but the farmers, true dyed-in-the-wool farmers, can still make a good living.
That's Paul Winger. Now he's speaking some good sense there. Those institutional investors planted thousands upon thousands of acres of tree crops. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.